This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, April 8th edition of Byers & Company. Tanya Andrix will join us this hour from Crossing. We'll check in with Lindsay Romano on the mask-making home front and what it's like at Kroger and Walmart. Plus, Capo spreading. It's making walking impossible. X.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. We used to refer to this as hump day, meaning the middle of the week, get over the hump. Now it is all just one big blur, right? Weeks, days, months, hours, minutes, constantly adjusting. And I know Lindsay Romano's not sleeping. And I know that much, but she is doing the weekly shopping, and she is doing the homemade mask thing. In fact, I think she's working on a how-to video to do this at home. Now, Nick, are you prepared? You said you were trying to 3D print something.
Yeah, I did some research. I'm going to 3D print a little mouth apparatus, and then I'm going to hack one of my furnace filters into the breathing filter.
Now, is that something you should be putting that close? I mean, okay.
It's like a HEPA filter, so okay. It should be able to get like 99% of the stuff through. Some people are using vacuum bags as well, but that I think will kind of do it. It's not going to be where I could put it in a hospital or something because
you're so far beyond 99.9% of the people who we're talking to right now. I mean, no one's going to be using there might be some inspired by your mad genius kind of approach to taking furnace filters. Most people are just trying to figure out some sort of covering because it's going to be, if not mandatory, at least highly encouraged when out in public to do so. Lindsay Romano joins us because she has been the one out at Walmart and out at Kroger, and we're going to talk about those experiences and how they're using technology to control their crowds. But first of all, tell me, you went to shop for fabric. I didn't even know you were doing this. You sent me a text that you were going mask shopping. What did that look like then a couple of days ago versus what it looks like now? And what made you do this to begin with?
Well, with the governor's shutdown order, places like Joann Fabric or Hobby Lobby, they're closed. So really the only place to get fabric right now is Walmart. And most people didn't even know Walmart had a fabric section. This is kind of one of those walk-by locations in the store. So whenever I went, and I went early on to get fabric, and it was okay.
Early on means a couple of days ago, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Good to qualify that because it was just a couple of days ago before really the recommendation of wearing a mask was kind of put out there. So really there was a lot of, you know, things available, fabric, elastic, which is apparently the new toilet paper. So, and then I went yesterday and it's a whole different story in just a couple matter of days.
All right. Meaning the supplies are not very large.
Not very large at all. Elastic, like I said, completely gone. It's really hard to come by. I know Walmart out in Forsyth was getting another shipment today. That'll be gone immediately.
All right. Now I want to know how you ended up. Now I want to preface this by saying I hope everyone was keeping their social distance, but you're at the fabric counter giving instructions to a whole hen party of people who want to do masks at home.
Yeah. It's funny because, I've never seen the craft section, so busy in Walmart before. There were probably about six of us, all of us keeping, our 6 feet apart, all of us wearing masks. There were a lot of people coming in trying to find supplies with really no idea how to do this. They just know they have to make a mask. With the shortage of elastic, I was telling people to make
On a second. Qualify this. The actual Walmart worker who runs the craft section was going, ask this lady. She knows.
So we were kind of doing like a little impromptu how-to class. I took one of the T-shirts from the clothing section and kind of showed them how to make T-shirt yarn, which you don't have to buy any T-shirts. You can use the T-shirts you have at home and how you can use that instead of elastic. And then there were a lot of people, again, with really no knowledge of sewing or how to make a mask, then asking the six of us questions on, okay, what do I need for this? And how can I do this? And so it's very interesting. I think a lot of people are going to see some very interesting masks out there.
All right. Now, is there, you got a pattern, right? Or a couple of different patterns?
I did. I use, and I'll give a shout out because I'm using it, but I'm using a pattern from a site called Craft Passion. There are printable patterns on that site. You can print them on your home printer. They're to scale, and you just literally cut those out, put them on a stiffer, like cardboard, so you can use it as a pattern over and over again. And it's very simple. There's a tutorial there. I'm going to be making my own tutorial because I did alter a little bit of the pattern. And, you know, I'll be posting that hopefully this week.
Okay, so you're making a how-to video.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The one I'm making is for people that do have a sewing machine, or maybe grandma left her sewing machine like on the porch and you picked it up. So, if you know, there's a lot of them out there, though, if you don't know how to sew or have a sewing machine, that you can do that are no sew.
Okay. So I have not been out in public other than just driving here and driving home. You have been sort of the designated shopper. We're not sending everybody. There's no reason for us to go together. We're trying to adhere to all the suggestions and rules. How many, let's just say at Walmart yesterday, percentage of people in the store wearing masks?
I would say it's around 80%. A lot of people wearing masks. Some of them are wearing painter's masks. Some have on surgical masks. Some have homemade. In some cases, just bandanas over their mouth and nose and whatever people can kind of come up with. There is still about probably 10 to 20% that are not, which I imagine that will change very soon.
Yeah. And we see this stuff evolve quickly, you know, over a 48-hour period where there's tons of fabric. Now there's no fabric. There's tons of elastic. There's no elastic. You know, people do make a run on this. So and I do think it may become mandatory that if you're in public that you have to wear a mask. So people are going to have to figure out how to cover their mouth and their nose. This how-to video will help. Now, what are mask matching personalities? I mean, are you seeing like sort of conscious accessorizing decisions? You know, I mean.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. I saw there were a number of gentlemen that were at the store, and you mentioned this, that were on FaceTime with their wives, trying to pick out what they needed, and you know, they didn't know the difference between pins and needles and things like that. And they were picking out the fabric, and guys were arguing, like, I don't want to wear this. I'm going to use this one. Like, so they're picking out what kind of matches their style.
All right, set the stage here. You got a guy FaceTiming with his wife. She's at home. He's at the fabric aisle at Walmart, place he's never been in his life, because that's what men do. We are just incredibly dumb about all of this. He doesn't know the difference between a package of needles and a package of pins, but he's arguing with his wife about what pattern he wants.
Yeah, exactly. And so I can hear her, and she's irate at this point because he keeps grabbing the wrong thing. And she's like, I said needles. And I'm finally like, does she have a sewing machine or hand needles? And he's like, I don't know. And I hear her. So now we're FaceTiming 6 feet apart from his phone. And so I finally get him what he needs. And that top aisle right there, grab that one. Yeah, people are kind of learning a new skill, I think.
All right.
I want more sewers.
What's the general mood that you see? I don't mean the exception of somebody being jerky, but I mean just the general mood inside Kroger, inside Walmart, as people are trying to adjust to the new, trying to get used to whatever is in the news cycle, now mask. What's the general overall temperament?
You know, honestly, I really have encountered nothing but fantastic, not only customer service, but behavior by shoppers. I'm sure there are exceptions or people that maybe aren't practicing social distancing in line. I hear that. I have not encountered that. You know, the staff is all incredibly helpful. I think the shoppers are just happy to see other people. So they're really just, you know, very friendly and talkative. And suddenly, you know, somebody's life story just standing 6 feet apart in the grocery store aisle. So,
yeah. But the important thing to note is even when wearing a mask, you know, it's not complete protection. So people have to keep following the same rules, even if everybody feels a little more sense of safety because everyone's wearing masks.
Exactly. And if you're going down the aisle and you see there's already someone there and there's really not enough room for you to pass with that, keeping that social distance, it just go around. It's, you know, maybe takes you 2 seconds extra. So really, I mean, everybody needs to practice that 6 feet area. And really, I've seen that. And I am seeing that from Walmart employees, you know, encouraging people to do that, and the customers, and at Kroger, for instance.
Yeah, but I'm gonna get into the whole phenomenon of couple spreading when we get done with this interview, because it's clogging up everything and people need to be more aware. All right, now talk about the crowds, how Kroger and Walmart are handling. I know that it's been a step-by-step process and constantly changing, but they're using like a tracking software to know how many people are in their stores, correct?
And actually, both stores, Walmart and Kroger, both have this tracking technology. They had it long before. Walmart and Sam's instituted this last week, where they were limiting the amount of people within the store. Basically, the example they use is one person per per 60 square feet. So they've increased that to one person per 120 square feet. So that limits their capacity. For Walmart, for instance, you know, the Mount Zion Walmart, the associate was telling me that's around 5,000 people allowed in the store. So
yeah,
it's not as bad as you might think. They do have associates there kind of limiting, you know, you have to stand in a line or sometimes you can go right in, but they're monitoring that. And same with Kroger.
Okay. And so how are things, I mean, is it work? I mean, is it clogged up? Is it running smoothly?
No. In fact, I did have to stand in a line at Walmart on one occasion. I was in about 60 seconds, and I would say my checkout process was the fastest I've ever experienced. Honestly, they had every aisle open. You know, there was a checker in every aisle, and I was in and out in no time.
All right. So you think overall people are behaving well, that overall people are being respectful, that overall the companies and stores and the frontline workers, all of them are doing the best they can, and most people are all good with all of that.
I do. I think so. As long as everybody's kind of following the rules, keeping away from each other, wear a mask, practice social distancing, wash your hands, sanitize your hands, and, you know, we'll get through it.
Okay. Lindsay, we appreciate it. And when can we expect that how-to video?
The end of this week, for sure.
The end of this week. By then, we might all be gone. I mean, you can't, we don't have a news cycle that you could talk about end of the week.
Well, you know, I also have a job of providing content for Now Decatur, and so I do have to get, like, work done. So I will have it done probably by Thursday.
All right.
Yeah, you got to give her a break, Brian, because we're already over the hump of the, we're at the hump. So that's closer than you think.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
All right. Lindsay Romano doing a great job from home.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of figure out, I think I'm a plain kind of guy.
I think you'll like what I'm making. I'm going to look like Bane.
I don't want to look like Bane. Who wants to, I mean, that's terrifying. Now, if I could get the Darth Vader breathing thing included,
oh, yeah,
that would be kind of cool.
That would be phenomenal.
And it made my voice sound like James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
I dig that.
That'd be awesome. No, I've got a streamlined version. Actually, that website that you found, Nine Line, they provide some plans, and I kind of went off some of their plans and some of their guidance. They sell a filtration unit, and I was just reading some of the, you know, what different fabrics have, what kind of filtration properties, what the plastic can do and what the filtration can do. So, you know, all that stuff kind of matters too.
Yeah, it does.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.